Good morning, everyone. Hey, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Today on Friday, Nita thighed about 6 seconds with variable winds to start the day. Now, the winds are going to turn onshore by the afternoon, but they're going to stay fairly tame. Saturday, the Nita thigh kind of continues. More onshore winds, again, staying reasonably tame, but really, we're not going to have enough size to really matter. For Sunday, thigh plus with light onshore winds to start the day. Then we have the stronger north winds starting to fill in. They're probably going to make it all the way down to about the Cape by the end of the day. And then on Monday, we're going to have onshore winds across the state. It's going to kick up a pretty strong wind swell, similar to what we had last week. Expect chunky conditions with onshore winds in the mid to high teens, even low 20s. They're probably going to stick around through Thursday. Then we have a wind switch. Might be a good leftover day, but still a little early to tell on that. So I'll be back on Monday to let you know if I see any little windows of opportunity that look like they're going to be workable in this wind swell. And until then, be sure to check the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. Jetty Park cam should be back here as soon as the internet comes back, and I'm heading up probably Monday or Tuesday to Jacksonville, figure out what's up with that camera. That one's always kind of tough because it's like an all-day trip for me to head up there and back. But hey, we'll get it knocked out, and then we'll be back in action. So hey, everyone, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.